The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker. You know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit. Well, Mark, you gotta throw a monkey wrench in there so often. People in the car probably said,
"What was that?"
What? Talk. Why you can't hear Mark? Mark, all right, it is Sports Night with Parker and a Man. What, you gonna change mics now? Where's the cord? Yeah, put that right there. Turn that around right in front of you, Mark. There you go. Hey, buddy.
How's this?
That's very good.
I got mics everywhere now. I'm looking a little limp over here.
I don't know about all that.
That microphone, I mean.
You look like a co-ed at a keg party.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what I look like? No, I got to get you. Oh, you see, you know what? Rob Parker is, here's the difference between Rob and Mark, okay? Rob has years that he has to get past, right?
What?
You know, like if something changes, it takes years for you to get past it. I'm pretty good at adapting, but I'm like terrible at that moment adapting. I'm like the worst at that.
Why are you saying, you're basically saying I'm an old man and I can't change?
No, young people do that too. That's not even a matter of age. I got so used to the microphone coming from the left-hand side. If you're watching at ParkerTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, now I've got the microphone on the right-hand side. You see what I'm saying, Rob?
Mark,
see where I'm coming from?
I got you. Do you know Jerry Lewis with the Tigers?
I do.
Runs the fantasy camp?
You know, fantasy camp with Jimmy Price, yeah.
I saw him today. He said...
John Warden?
He said, Matt Shepard gave you and Mark what he said. He just went on and on and on about your show and the
today?
Listen. Yeah, I think it was
Matt
this
did
morning.
The Fox Sports Detroit stuff today.
Oh, did he?
Oh, he was on FSD though today. He did the Tiger Post game.
Yeah, so he was very, very, very nice. Thanks, Matt Shepard.
Oh,
Appreciate it. Come on,
Prince of the City, Matt Shepard. Morning, 7 to 10. What do we got to tell you?
That's right.
So all in from day one with Matt Shepard. We're all in for Michigan. I shouldn't say that. Spartan guys will get on me. We're all in for Michigan. What are you doing that line for? Hey, it's June 19th, 2014, whether I have a different mic or not. Actually, this mic sounds really good. Really good. Should have been using this from the start.
I hear you much better.
Isn't that weird? Why is that, I wonder?
And you don't
Some
sound,
mics are better than others. That's how it works.
And you don't sound old. You sound young and alive and vibrant.
What was I sounding before? Old?
Yeah,
too old?
Sound real old?
Was I sounding old?
For a minute, I thought I was still doing a show with Stoney. I didn't know it was...
It's June 19th, 2014. The Tigers had a game today, as you know. They played this afternoon. They broke the streak of the Royals. They did win 2-1.
Did they win? Joe Nathan, ninth inning, and he did his job?
I come here to praise, not to bury Joe Nathan. What do we say? Sometimes you throw a shutout. Sometimes a closer can get them 1-2-3 and strike them all out. That's what Nathan did today. As you know, he struck everybody out in the ninth. In fact, it was the only strikeouts the Tigers had today because for the first time in his major league career as a starter, Anibal Sanchez did not strike out a batter and still looked very good today, picking his spots, placing his pitches.
A lot of foul ball outs. It was amazing.
Well, hitting off the barrel, not off the barrel, like even Osma said at the post, you know, not off the barrel of the bat, off the end of the bat instead.
It was amazing. And the other thing, too.
A weird day, too, because, you know, Brad Ausmus did address it again this morning.
Well, he knew what he had to do.
The Beat Your Wife comment from yesterday. He apologized for a third time publicly. Major League Baseball came out today, said there would be no penalty, no punishment for the comment, that it was taken care of. They felt that Ausmus quickly apologized and, you know, kind of did one of those, swept their hands of it. And,
well, just remember that when they discipline somebody
that's
else.
That's what I said.
That's all. When you do that, just
set
make
precedent.
Sure you set precedent. Because the next time you do it to somebody else, they're going to say, wait a minute.
You didn't do anything to him?
You didn't do anything to him. Why are you picking on me? This is my first offense or whatever. So you got to be careful.
Because they made a statement with that. You make a statement by your silence, too, you know. Not just by making a statement. Sometimes when you do nothing, you've done a lot.
Yep.
And I thought Major League Baseball did a lot today by saying we'll have no further comment, no action against Brad Ausmus.
That's pretty amazing.
I hope he's learned a lesson. You know, I almost feel like I want to scold him. Like, you know, because I said yesterday, this is the first Tiger manager that we've had ever that's younger than I am or younger than you. So I called him son. I said, son, I hope you've learned your lesson.
And the other thing, too, that I took out of today's game, me and EP were at the ballpark today. And when we started, Mark.
It's a nice day at the ball yard.
Well, but when we were leaving to go down there, we thought, well, it's kind of drizzly. It looked kind of bad. At even one point, I had my jacket on and turned out to be a nice day. But the one thing I did not like about today's win that bothered me.
Well, of course, you have to have something wrong.
Well, but you'll agree with me.
Yes?
Cabrera getting picked off at second base on the double play.
He knew it was stupid. It was lazy.
It was dumb, Mark. Where are you going?
You know what? And I will defend him. You know why? Not because he's a great player. We all know that. Not because he's a decent guy. I don't care about that. 162. You're going to make some slip-ups. You're going to have a stupid play now and then. Please introduce me to the person who's perfect for 162 so I can say hello to that
guy.
That's
nice for you to say, but when your team is scuffling and then the next guy, J.D. Martinez, hits a home run, if you lose that game by one run, you wouldn't be saying that.
It's a dumb play.
I don't care. That's all I'm saying.
I think we should shoot him. I mean, there's nothing else we can do with him.
You're overdoing it. I'm just making a point that you shouldn't do that. Where are you going? You weren't tagging up. You weren't tagged up on the base.
I don't know what to tell like an 11-year veteran who knows better than that.
It was dumb. And you know what? That's, again, from the manager's standpoint. You're talking about being aggressive and doing his stuff.
I thought Ausmus's comment was very good after the game about that, actually. I thought when Ausmus said after the game that he said, we've talked. He knows not to do it again.
Right. But I'm just saying, it was dumb. It hurt the team.
I thought it was actually a really well-placed comment for a change, Brad, because it is difficult to know what to do with veteran players like that. Do you remember this? It stuck with him forever. Bobby Higginson, when I say that to you, what happened to Higgy? Now, Higgy didn't have a great career, but he was okay for a few years. Do you remember the Cadillac play? Remember that in right field? He Cadillac'd one, and everybody used that phrase, Cadillac?
Yeah.
You remember it, right?
I do.
And it's funny because every time Higgy's name comes up, and I don't refer to what was it, 2000 when he had the 320. He had numbers, if you go do the route of his numbers, that only like four other major leaguers in history have ever put together. It's similar to how, you know, Clayton Kershaw's no-hitter last night, which I want to mention a little bit later.
I couldn't stop talking about it today because I'm one of the most dominant things.
Maybe not one of the most, maybe the most dominant.
How do you strike out 15 guys?
Well, by numbers, it is the most dominant performance in the history of baseball.
Mark, 107 pitches?
Right. He's the first guy in the history of baseball to do this line. No hits, no runs, 15 Ks. No one's ever done that before.
It doesn't seem possible.
No runs, no hits, no walks, 15 strikeouts.
And he blew the perfect game with that error, right?
Hanley Ramirez. You know what, though? It was a bad play. It was just Ramirez had the play. It was a ground ball.
It was an error, right?
It was an error. No, he had the man dead to rights. It was Corey Fredrickson of the Rockies.
There's no question about that. That was an error.
And it was downtown. We were watching it last night as it happened, late.
Downtown?
Yeah. MGM.
Oh, nice.
At the casino.
Won any money?
I did okay.
Well?
Yeah, I did well.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Met some people, though. I'm just trying to, you know, help out the city.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yes, I'm helping out the city.
Well, I hope when you left the casino, did you push a broom across town while you were down there?
No, but when
that
I left...
That would have helped.
When I took my ride on 3rd Street, I just made sure that everything was cool. You know, it was a little rainy last night, so, you know, everything was fine.
Did you do a pipe piper and lead the rats out of the city, too?
No, I didn't see any rats last night. I was, well, not the kind that run through the streets, if that's what you mean.
That would have helped.
The scurry through the streets.
Pipe piper. What is that story?
The pipe piper?
The pipe piper.
Yeah, he blew his horn and the rats came out.
Rats ran out of what? Out of London? Is that where was
you
that?
Know more than I don't know.
Where was that?
I don't know my Pied Piper story.
I don't know where he was, but he led the rats out of the city into the, I don't know.
But it was captivating last night. We were at the thing, and, you know, everybody broke away, kind of what they were doing, you know, who was in the vicinity of a television. There's plenty of TVs down there, and it was really captivating. And that's the great thing about the MLB network, is that they can go to any game right away, and there they have it, and you saw the no-hitter. Being thrown at the end, and even the post stuff where he's dancing with the guys and getting the usual Gatorade shower and got all over the female reporter, and that's always good. But that was, you know, Clayton Kershaw's as good as it gets right now in baseball.
Mark, guys, let me tell you something. If I'm 26 years old making 31 large, you couldn't tell me anything. I'd be walking around with a perpetual heart on. I'm like, man, well, what are you going to tell me?
Excuse me? Pardon me? At 7-Eleven, what? Pardon me?
You heard me.
I didn't mean the store I'm at the time.
Unbelievable.
If you're Clayton Kershaw?
Yes.
Dude, you know, go ask Matt Stafford. He's his best buddy. Go ask Stafford.
Who would you rather have right now?
Stafford or Kershaw? That's a great question. Dude, that's the question of the day. Dude, I don't think... That's a great question. Who would you rather
Why
have?
Why are you looking at me like you're shocked that I came up with that?
Because you did that on the fly. You didn't think about that.
It's in my notes, my
prep notes.
Oh, yeah,
okay, let me see your notes. It says, here's the question of the day. Who would you rather have right now? Clayton? Dude, I don't think it's even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. Who is going to come and say, I'd rather have Matt Stafford? Now, they're best friends from Texas, best buddies going back to their childhood days. You got Stafford in the NFL. You got Kershaw in Major League Baseball. Just threw a no-hitter last night. Who would you rather have?
248-848-1130 is the number.
I want to see one person tell me they'd rather have Stafford. Well, he's working with Joe Lombardi now. Maybe he's better quarterback. He's going to work on his mechanics, so he's going to be better. He has broken all of Bobby Lane's records so far.
Okay,
the reason I brought up Kershaw's no-hitter, though, is because Higginson had one of those kinds of years where... you have these numbers that line up that only a few guys in the history of the game have done. In Kershaw's case, no one had ever done it. And in Higgy's case, I think it was the 320, 30 home runs, 40-plus doubles, 100-plus RBIs, and like 15-plus steals. You got to throw the steals in there because that like wipes out Ted Williams and a couple other dudes, some Babe Ruth or something. And it was like four guys had come up with that stat line in the history of baseball, which got Higginson the big contract. Remember he signed the big deal and then faltered after that? Well, there was a play, one play, in a long season where Higgy Cadillac won in right field. I think it was still, it might have been Trammell was managing. Might not even been Al, might have been even earlier than that. But it certainly wasn't Leland. It wasn't 06. Higgy only lasted a few seconds here, I think, didn't he? And then he was gone. It wasn't part of the 06 World Series team. And from that point on, whenever I mention Higginson or someone else does, it's not the year he hit the 320 with the 30 and the plus. It's, oh, the Cadillac guy.
Right.
He Cadillac'd it. You're kind of remembered for those kinds of things, unless you're Miguel Cabrera.
No, nobody
won't be remembered for the guy who...
Nobody won't remember that in 2 days when he hits a 400-foot bomb. My point was, don't make plays. When your team's scuffling, don't give up outs. I mean, it was just a bad play because had you lost that game, people would have looked back at it. But real quick... A Pied Piper, Germany, and earliest references described Piper dressed in multicolor clothing, and supposedly is a rat catcher hired by the town to lure rats away with his magic pipe.
Dude, that sounds like somebody made that up smoking a lot of hashish or something.
Look at the picture.
That's some guy in Colorado.
Look at all the rats following him.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
I don't know, the Pied Piper.
That guy you just played is a different Pied Piper. He's got another new girlfriend.
He's got a magic flute that people are following him with.
Donald Sterling?
Donald Sterling
I guess so.
He's got a magic pipe.
And he leads with his money foot on that one. All right, it's that time, dude.
All right, time for the official sports night with Parker and the man, Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time.
Do it every night. We honor the 40th anniversary of Hank Aaron's 715th homer to pass the Bambino. It also means you get to hear the dulcet tones of one Milo Hamilton, and it tells you that's the time. It's 7:15 currently right here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, 248-848-1130 is the number.
You know who this is? It's our boy up in Sag Nasty, Art Neal.
Art! Uh-oh. His thing's not up.
I don't know.
Before I get into this, because I just say, hey, look, where I'm working tonight, I got nothing else to do but to tune you guys in. It's beautiful.
That's all right. That's okay.
That's right. It's Thursday night at the car dealership.
I gotta tell you, Rob, I'm so impressed with that H word you said, and I'm so ticked at you, Mark. You know, one of the reasons why I don't call, and I love you guys, you know that, but one of the reasons is because Mark happens to think that I'll say something that that's not for G-rated radio. And then I see or hear Rob say the H word with the I at the end of saying, what about me?
Hey. Hey, Art.
If you're watching right now, I got my head in my hands.
Art, you know I'm right. If you were 26, 31 million large, are you...
You know, you're absolutely right. But having said that, Rob, you're right. Who's going to tell Kershaw? By the way, did he throw 170 pitches? I heard you guys...
No, 107.
Okay. But getting back, who's going to tell him? That's the same thing why you're making a big deal over Cabrera. Who's going to tell him making $172,000 a game that, hey, I got to set you down for 10 games? It's never going to happen.
No, that'll never happen. It's still,
where you're coming from, but I, like Mark was saying, okay, so Mickey blew it, and you could say, what if? Tigers won the game, so it's a non-issue. But I'm going to take Cabrera's body of work, and if he gets picked off because he happens to be snoozing, man, he's going to win a whole lot more than he's going to lose. And I mean,
but Art, let me tell you this:
you were looking to pick at something.
No, Art, and you know what? Our producer EP was sitting right next to me, and when that play happened, didn't I was talking. I was like worked up over. And Art, all I'm going to say is, to me, another reflection of the rookie manager, where guys aren't focused, aren't doing. You're in a.
Okay,
what
would you want him to do?
You're in a malaise. No, I don't want him to do anything. I'm just talking about the focus on the field is we're scuffling. We need to win. We can't give up outs. We're not hitting. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about looking.
Rob? I understand that. But here you got a guy. You got a guy making $28 million next year whose ERA is higher than a friggin' Michigan zip code, who hasn't been able to get a high school cut out for 8 starts. And you're telling me we got a problem with Cabrera?
No, I'm not making it like they're going to sit him down or.
I think EP, hey Artie, EP wrote it, I think, best. It is a microcosm of this last part of the past 30 games of the season.
Of what's going on there.
So it's not so much about Cabrera.
I don't really know. You guys know. But one more thing, and I'll let you guys go. You were talking about Stafford versus Kershaw.
Yes.
Who would you rather have? Well, because they're buddies, well, who would you rather have then, Izzo or Mariucci?
Neither.
I think I would still go with Tommy I, even though, yes,
well,
Rob's now at neither.
Mariucci's NFL career?
Oh, man. Hey, Art, one other thing. I just want to say this because we talked about it. Here's a stat that I got from one of the broadcasters from the Royals, which I didn't see the notes. The Royals now have 5 starters. Every single one has an ERA of under 4, okay, all 5. First time since guess the year that a staff had 5 starters.
This late in the season?
Period. That had 5.
Well, I mean, what do you mean, period?
Okay.
Period. That had an ERA. I guess.
Even after one game?
Well, I don't know after one game.
Must be a certain number of games.
I guess it's a certain amount. But when was the last?
Okay.
When was the last year?
I'm going to just do logic here. I probably won't come up with it. Was this before they lowered the mound?
No.
So it is after.
After.
Okay, I'm just going to go with the Baltimore Orioles staff.
No, but what year? What year are we talking?
Oh, heck, well, McNally and Palmer and Cuellar.
1970 is what you're thinking?
Dobson. I don't know.
71?
Are those the guys?
No, it was 1974.
Oh, now you were close.
1974, and it could have been the Orioles. I don't remember what staff.
Might be the Orioles, then.
But that is, because their staff was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, Art, 1974, and think about this, an American League team with the DH and all that stuff, it's incredible.
Yeah, well, we'll see where they end up at the end of the year. Hey, before I go, another reason why I called is because you were talking about Cadillacs. Hey, man, I sell Cadillacs.
That's right. Go up and see Art.
So if we need a good Cadillac in Saginaw, where do we go?
McDonald Cadillac GMC, State Street.
All right, there you go.
Hit me up, Art, and I'll give you his email.
Hey, fellas, keep it going. Love to hear you.
All right, Art, appreciate it.
All right, see ya.
Take
bye.
Care. Have a good night.
All right.
Have you heard it before?
What?
You know what I'm talking about? Are we ready to go, Gary? Gary loves it, I think.
His name is Art Neal. He hates the color teal. Saginaw's TV 5 is where he does his spiel. Now he sells cars, he'll make you a deal. Even one with a beep-beep steering wheel. Art knows his sports, he has that feel. He's always on an even keel. You ought to see his demo reel. Art Neal, take one.
Hello, I'm Art Neal. Tonight's game featured a game-winning shot. Back to you, Jim.
Makes you squeal like a California seal. An orange will peel and not with his heel. For a meal, he eats eel. Yes, his name is Art Neal and he likes Jessica Biel.
Art Neal.
He won't be here all week, but hey, try the veal.
Hey, try the veal. That was the Art Neal rap.
So you had this set up that he was calling in?
No, I had no idea he was calling
in. Oh, really?
Nope.
Oh, well, you were all ready to go.
He did that on his own, my man. I haven't even talked to him today. In fact, I haven't talked to him since Sunday. Texted a couple times, but not talked to him.
So, all right.
Can I ask you a question?
Let's start the show.
Wow. I will in a second. Is that your phone?
Yeah. Why? What happened?
What is the case? It looks like it's from the early ancient Incas.
No, it's a charger. It's an automatic charger. When it's going down, I just...
All right, when did you get that?
I just got it for my birthday in January.
Why is it all beat up?
I drop the phone all the time.
Rob, let me look at this. Can I show this, please, just the back of it? I swear to goodness, can you tell me this looks like from January?
That's from January.
Can you see that at all, Dick? Do you see it? How about now? This beat up thing.
From January.
January of 1936.
No, January from this year.
God, it looks like forever ago.
It does always get knocked around.
Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who was very sad he could not be in Madrid to see the new king, Felipe VI, take the Spanish throne from his father after nearly 40 years. And his first act as king was to tell his crappy soccer team not to bother coming back from Brazil. King Felipe VI of Spain.
That's pretty harsh.
Why does Spain still have a king? Why do they have a king and queen?
Well, because...
queen used to work at CNN.
Because the people allow it to have a king.
Do you know that? His wife, the queen, worked at CNN. She's now a queen of Spain. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
Hey, it is Sports Night with Parker and the man Rob Parker, along with the man Mark Wilson, EP, Gary, Nick, video streaming us for ParkerandTheMan.com and... what's the other site?
Oh, Premier Sports... PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. But
thank
I thought you were
going
to mention that tomorrow you will definitely want to be watching. We have breaking news about tomorrow's TriCaster system and your web stream tomorrow.
Oh, God. We'll see all that.
Rob cannot wait. We have breaking news. We have big news to relate to you tonight.
But it is a...
That's right. The Art Neal song is the only song we have tonight, is it, Rob?
It is not, Mark. And, yes, they're all on the other side of the glass. We got a big night, big show. 248-848-1130. But Mark Wilson, listen closely.
Yes.
Pull the microphone close to you. Pull the headphones
here now.
Close.
Can't do anything about it now.
It is a TV theme song Thursday.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ray.
Oh, I love this.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a standing
You
course.
Know this?
Talk to Mr. Ed. People,
that's not the wrong version.
I think it is, isn't it?
No, there's another.
Because I know there's one. There's one where it goes
people,
geese.
People, yakety,
no,
yakety.
No, geese go yakety, yakety.
Those are
and
people.
Waste your time of day. But I thought it was geese. Is it people?
People, is yakety, yak.
Oh, I thought it was geese. It was geese go yakety,
well,
yak.
I
don't know.
How do geese waste your time of day?
Well, I thought geese because it was an animal show. So I thought they were throwing geese. Is it people?
I'm going to look it up because you got me.
People go yakety, yakety and waste your time of day. But Mr. Red will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course,
unless the horse is a famous Mr. Red.
Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. So it's people. It's like that Michael Jackson song, you know, the chair is not my son. I always thought it was the chair, you know.
The chair?
Yeah, the chair is not my son. The chair. It's all those songs that you can't tell the words that people make up different words for.
Right.
I always thought it was geese go yakety yakety and waste your time a day. By the way, kids, there was a television show in black and white that involved a talking horse.
That's right. Oh,
another show created by people on heavy drugs.
There were.
Do not try that at home.
Okay, I got it up. Let me see. You ready?
Pardon me?
I got it. You are so sick.
Well, Art Neal now set the tone. Could you mistake kid with chair?
See, Mark, at least I know this. People yakety yak.
I figure you're right.
A
you
streak.
Know
but you know what it is? People yakety yak a streak and waste your time of day.
Oh, a streak?
Yes, yakety yak.
What did we
streak.
Say it was? People go
yakety yak. People go yakety yak.
They don't say D,
no.
Though, right?
And it's people yakety yak a streak and waste your time of day, but Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. So you're right. There it is. All right. 248-848-1130.
It is Sports Night with Parker and Amanda. It's a TV theme song Thursday, and we've put it out there. Who would you rather have? Clayton Kershaw, who threw the no-hitter, or Matt Stafford, who's not – well, I guess he throws a lot of no-hitters.
The only thing is the wrong sport.
Wrong sport. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan, and we're just getting started.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the man. On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Well, I hate to tell you, Rob Parker, but this is a request from Twitter. You can tweet us, obviously, at Parker and the Man. This is the Young and the Restless soap opera theme song. Andrew Coleman, you know Andy Coleman? I'm going to frank him. Andrew Coleman, 7 hours ago, tweeted us and said, I have a request for TV theme song Thursday. Would you mind playing the Young and the Restless theme? So, Andrew, here you go. I don't want to talk over it. Although, not much to it. That was it? So
all
that's
right.
Victor Braden, Victor and Nikki. Eric Braden is Victor. I hate knowing that. Go ahead, Rob.
All right,
it's TV theme song Thursday.
It is a also Mark a yes TV theme song Thursday on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. 248-848-1130. Want to give a Parker and the Man shout out?
Shout out
to my former intern Dion, who's listening in the car driving around.
Dion of the Belmonts.
Dion from Wayne State. You know Dion.
I know
Dismute.
Dion.
Yes, yeah. He's listening, enjoying the TV themes and the sports talk. If you want to chime in, give us a buzz. 248-848-1130.
Celine Dion. 1,000th show she's got coming up out there at Caesar's Palace. 1,000th show. Jimmy, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I have a theme song request. Have y'all ever heard of this cartoon called, well, actually I have too. Have y'all ever heard of a cartoon called Kimba the White Lion?
Oh, that was one of my favorite shows, Kimba the White Lion. I know if we don't have it here, we'll have it next week because I have it on a CD at home for sure. Kimba the White Lion.
Yeah, and the other one is Marine Boy.
We must be the same age because that's what I used to watch. Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia. Yeah, I know cartoons are regional.
Yeah, some are, but I grew up with both of those, Marine Boy and Kimba the White Lion. I know both of those shows.
Never heard of either.
What, really, Mark?
We had down south, we had like Ultraman, and up here, they had like Johnny Sacco or something.
See, I don't know
like
about that. One more, Jimmy. How about Gigantor?
Yeah, yeah.
Mark, come
Saturday
on, Gigantor?
Morning.
Never heard of
Gigantor. Gigantor.
I didn't watch
Gigantor.
Them. I don't think I'd tell you.
Gigantor.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, Jimmy, who you got? Kershaw or Matthew Stafford? Who you taking?
Well, I'll have to take Kershaw.
Kershaw's a stud. He's 26 years old. Jimmy, he makes 31 large.
Now, remember, Jimmy, what you're saying here. You're
gracious.
Saying you would get rid of the Lions quarterback for the opportunity to have Kershaw play for the Tigers. It's not like Kershaw would quarterback the Lions, so you'd have to go with Dan Orlovsky. Or Kellen Moore is your quarterback.
That's all right. If Kershaw's at the top of my rotation every fifth day, I'm good to go.
You'd sacrifice the quarterback situation.
Absolutely.
Oh, look at you.
I would take him in a minute.
I think I would too, Rob.
Yep, he's a stud.
All right, thanks, Jimmy.
Appreciate you.
Let's get KC. What's going on?
Hey, happy TV theme song Thursday, boys.
Yes, how are you?
Wonderful. And in honor of Brad Ausmus, how about the theme from Cops?
Good one.
There you go. Very nice.
I was dealing with the political police, man. Politically correct police and also the white beaters, but we won't go there. And also, Marine Boy. You know there's a Jerry Sandusky semen joke in there somewhere, but I won't go there. Guys, with the Mark, you were talking about Rob's phone.
Yes. Oh, horrible.
His cover. There's an actual name for that. It's called the Frank Turner model. Those who like rough phone sex.
Oh, God.
Is that what that's from? I figured it. I think he was making up this idea that he drops it all the time.
No, but, KC, there's no goo on my phone. So
what is the first 35 minutes of this program?
What?
What the hell is going on?
They are who we thought they were.
Exactly.
Can't do it. Just can't do it.
Can't do it.
I'm going to talk about the Tigers. And to answer your Stafford Kershaw question real quick, I've seen Kelly Hall. I don't know who is Kershaw hitting these days.
Oh, you've seen Stafford's babe?
Oh, yeah, Kelly Hall.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Stafford's.
I don't care who he's hitting.
They're engaged,
right? I don't care.
Are they married or just engaged, Stafford?
They might be engaged, and hopefully engaged. Won't get married till they win a playoff game.
Oh, well, but this will be an old maid.
She'll be an old maid.
Kershaw will start dating her. No, I'm the Tigers, and I told EP this yesterday. You know, thank God we got somebody like Dombrowski and Holland and everything. Not only do they make up for their mistakes, but they see the potential in their teams, but they're also willing to, you know, make up for mistakes and do something, unlike Martin Mayhew, you know, who can't even get Ndamukong Suh signed, so they have some flexibility and adaptability. You know, they're going to try and go after Flowers? How? You know, who are you going to get rid of? I just look at it, you know, thank God for Dave Dombrowski in the sense that, you know, he's got the temperature of the team. Granted, a lot of his decisions haven't been going well, but, you know, what the Central is also doing really well, too. You know, everybody wants to throw out, what is it, you know, 10-20, you know, but they had a six-game winning streak before that, so they're 16-20. So they're really only four games below 500.
Yeah, all right. You're the ultimate spin doctor right there.
Well, everybody's spinning the numbers. Look at it. They're almost in first place. They were in first place. They're still above 500. Granted, the Central is getting hot.
But that's not it, KC.
That's your expectations KC. For the fourth season
exactly.
of this run?
KC,
that's your expectation.
KC, that's not what you expected, and let's be honest. Everybody's back in the race now. Now, you can say whatever you want, but a month ago, they were running away with it, and
right.
everybody
Couldn't
was
even
out.
See the other team.
Everybody was out. And now the whole division is in. When they go to Cleveland feels like they're in. I'm telling you, it's a totally different way. They let everybody back in.
And they should not feel like they're in it. And that's the ultimate parody that, you know, Seelig has got for us going these days.
The fans here don't care about parody. They want the Tigers to bury the rest of the Central.
Thanks, man. All right, we got a sports wrap coming up. Take more of your calls. 248-848-1130. It's a TV theme song Thursday. It's not Juniza. No pizza tonight. No pizza tonight. You're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talking. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, more on the Tigers as they head out now for a 9-game road swing starting in Cleveland. We'll talk more about that trip, too, and there's some other issues with the Tigers despite the 2-1 win today. But first, let's do a little rap action, shall we?
That's right. Time for a sports rap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road and Outer Drive.
End of the 4-game series at Comerica. The Tigers salvaged one. 2-1 the final this afternoon. They didn't get a lot of hits, but they didn't need a lot. Anibal Sanchez, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, no strikeouts. It's a first for him. Struck out no Royals today. Both runs came in the fourth. Miggy's RBI doubled. Then he got picked off. And then J.D. Martinez, who's been hotter than Hades, with his third homer of the series, his sixth of the season. That was it. Both runs in that fourth inning. Joe Nathan looked like an actual closer today. Like a real, live Joe Nathan in the past closer. He faced three guys. He struck them all out. 1-2-3. Bing, bang, boom. To the moon for his 14th save. Tigers now 37-32. Half game back of the Royals. And now the 9-game road trip starts in Cleveland tomorrow. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker Demand, presented by Sporty Cuts. World Cup soccer in Brazil. The USA still has to wait to play on Sunday against Portugal. They're currently in minute 84 between Japan and Greece, and there's still nothing happening. No score. 0-0 is your score in the second half, Japan and Greece. Earlier today, Colombia, second win for this team. They beat the Ivory Coast 2-1. Juan Quintero with the winner at minute 70. And then they all did like a Shakira choreographed dance. They choreographed something that Shakira does. So, coochie coochie. No, that's Charo. What am I doing, Charo and Shakira? Uruguay beat England, Rob. Uruguay, 2-1. Luis Suarez with two goals. England is all but out. England and Spain, before we get to the bid of next round. U.S. Women's Open, round one at Pinehurst, number two. The 11-year-old sixth grader, Lucy Lee, shoots a plus 878.
Send it back for crayons and cookies.
8 over par total, but at Pinehurst, where the guys were playing last week, she shoots a 78. It's the same as Tiger Woods' niece, Cheyenne Woods, shot today. Stacey Lewis has the lead, 3 under par 67. She was actually critical of Lucy Lee playing in this 300 par 67. Or who, Lee? Stacey Lewis is one shot up on Michelle Wee, who shot a 200 par 68. And Morgan Pressel, of course, who has Michigan ties, 7 over par 77. PGA Travelers, first round in Cromwell, Connecticut. Brendan Steele, an 8 under par 62, has a one shot lead over two others. Brant Snedeker shoots a 65. John Daly, an even par 70. Red Wings re up with goalie Jonas Gustafsson on a 1-year deal. And the Wings have lost their assistant coach, Bill Peters, who was with Mike Babcock the last 3 years. He is now the new head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes for Peter Karmanis. Other baseball, American League, Cleveland over the Angels, 5-3-10 on the Nick Swisher walk-off grand slam. So the Indians, wow. The Indians face the Tigers on the heels of a walk-off slam at home. And as we all know, no team has more walk-offs at home by far than the Cleveland Indians. Cleveland's 2.5. They're two games. They're two back of the Tigers. So they're 2.5, yes. Yankees over Toronto currently underway. Second inning in the Bronx, 1-0. No score, Houston-Tampa. White Sox-Minnesota starts in about 20 minutes. One interleague series, fourth inning at Petco. Seattle and the Padres tied at nothing. National League this afternoon, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 4-3 and 12 on a walk-off walk to Russell Martin with the bases juiced. Milwaukee beat Arizona 4-1. Atlanta, Washington underway, no score third. Mets lead Miami 1-0 second. David Wright, his sixth homer of the season. And NASCAR is in Sonoma, California for Sunday's Toyota 350. Practice tomorrow, quals on Saturday at 1:40. The race on the 12-turn, 2.5-mile road course in Sonoma. Beautiful country. Nice area. Starts at 3 p.m. Sunday. That's your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. You know, Sonoma, California. Uh-oh.
Kimba. Who lives down in deepest, darkest Africa? Africa. Who's the one who brought the jungle fame? Who's the king of animals in Africa? Kimba the white lion is his name. When we gave
I just hear the tune. I don't know the song.
Yeah.
Who's the one who just won't
everybody?
They would never go with a long theme song like this.
EP had this on the screen. Shouldn't this be like the theme song for Kemba Walker?
Kemba. Kemba the White Lion.
Kemba Walker. It's close. Kemba Kemba.
Right.
Kemba Walker could
be the White Lion?
Well, they could play that for him.
It's just you can't really make it out. That'll be a stretch.
Doesn't Kemba Walker play for the new Charlotte Hornets?
Yes, he does.
See the new uniforms?
I haven't seen them yet.
Pretty cool, actually.
Very nice.
They don't have those pinstripes like they did.
No, remember they had pinstripes.
No pinstripes this time, but they're kind of updated. They're kind of modern. They're kind of cool looking. Just Hornets. Charlotte.
There you go.
But they have a teal uniform.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
we know about teal.
We know how teal worked out here. Didn't work out that great.
All right, 248-848-1130.
Couple of things on the game today. First of all, here's the start of this 9-game road trip. Tigers get a huge break again. No Justin Masterson against the Indians. And there's still a question whether Masterson or Corey Kluber is now their ace. I still think it's probably Masterson, even though Kluber's pitched better. And no Yu Darvish in Texas. They avoid Darvish in Texas.
This is unbelievable.
It really is.
And for them to be struggling like this, not facing these guys. I mean,
Darvish will pitch the game before the Tigers get to town.
Again, we talk about it, Mark. If you ask Kansas City, coming to Detroit, and your ace, James Shields, is not pitching in a four-game series, and you take three out of four. Thrilled. And you leave, town with first place. How's that?
Ned Yost wouldn't even play the games. He would just take it from you.
Take
say,
it. Is that, do we have to go?
I'll give up the loss.
Right.
Take three wins out of that deal.
Unbelievable.
The Tigers also, I guess we kind of let this go by, but yesterday with the loss, fell under 500 at Comerica for the season. They were 18-19 because they're 19-19 now. If I would have told you, this is something to think about, that by the middle of June, you would have a worse home record where you think you rule the roost.
Which they had in the last
50
four or five
seasons,
years.
Right?
Yeah.
50
oh, yeah.
wins at home. That the Marlins and Cubs would have better home records.
You didn't say Cubs now, did you? Please.
The Chicago Cubs at Wrigley have a better home record than the Tigers have right now.
That's amazing.
And the Marlins. And they're better. We know the Marlins are
Marlins
better.
Marlins are better. They're like right around 500, and they got a couple of studs down there. They got a great pitcher and a great home run hitter.
You would have thought I was drinking some kind of Royal Kool-Aid if I told you that kind of business. That the Tigers were only 500 at Comerica, and these other two teams were over 500 at their respective joints. Look, the Kansas City Royals with cheese just came in for four games. Right, Rob?
Yep.
How many innings per game?
Nine innings.
How many innings is that total? Do your math.
9-9 is 18. 18-18 is 8-8, 6.
36, okay.
Is that what it is?
36 innings.
36.
The Tigers only scored in eight of the innings. Total. That includes that six-run folly.
That's it?
That's it. They scored in eight of the
36. Including that bogus ninth inning?
That bogus six-run ninth inning when they were already down 11-2.
Right.
They scored in only eight of those innings. That's craziness. 28 innings, they didn't score.
Wow.
You can't be doing that and telling me that you got something going on. That's
well,
all I can
that's
tell
the
you.
Whole thing, Mark, is for the people who feel better today that they won. Hey, I'm not knocking. I never poo-poo winning. But you still don't feel that great about this team. There are issues that have to be taken care of.
Buster Bill. That's what he wrote up here. I'll just go with Buster Bill. Hi, Buster.
Oh, hi, boys. Well, first of all, I don't know if this qualifies as a TV theme song, but see, one of my favorite WWE superstars is going to be 57 tomorrow, and so I don't know if you can play the Coco Beware Birdman theme song or not, but...
What? What's it called?
Coco, the Birdman theme song, you know, Coco Beware.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Rob, do you?
It's a song. I think I know the song if I heard it, but...
Yeah, everybody get up, everybody get down. You know, that song.
I guess I just never watched as many cartoons as
Mark would know the song if
that's
he heard
WWE,
it.
That's WWE, that's wrestling.
Mark would know it, but he...
Oh, I don't watch the WWE either.
Oh.
I feign ignorance there, Buster. I'm sorry.
Buster, we put out an APB for you last night.
Why did you put out an APB for me last night?
Because we didn't hear from you, so I was concerned.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. I've been kind of busy. First, I had an EKG Monday. Then I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and now I got an appointment with the ophthalmologist tomorrow. So I've been kind of busy. But
so you know what? Let me tell you something. You shot down my whole thing. What? I thought you maybe were getting busy last night. You had a friend over. She made you a little something to eat. You guys had a glass of wine. And before you know it,
I don't drink wine. I just drink beer.
All right, you were drinking beer.
Get a little of bats.
She was drinking wine, and before you know it, boom, bang, bing, and you know she was
boom,
making you
bang,
breakfast.
Boom, bang.
Yeah. Well, maybe on my 61st birthday in 17 days. Maybe
no, but the only problem with that, if you wait till your 61st birthday in 17 days, is that she won't make you breakfast until she gets the approval on your MasterCard.
Yeah, well,
and Buster, hold on.
My senior's card from Optimum, you know, Shoppers Drug Market.
And Buster, wait a second. No, not anyway. Buster, what Rob just said to you. Gary, can we play the theme song from Dream On?
Dream On.
Just go ahead. That was actually a TV show. Do you remember Dream On?
No. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, my buddy Jamie.
That was Brian Benben.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my favorite TV shows, yeah, Jack in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, but Wendy Malick, who's on Hot in Cleveland, was on that show.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Well, anyway, about the Tigers, hopefully now that since they're going on the road, you know, they've had these last two really well-pitched games from Smiley and Sanchez, you know, they're going to be away from being the focal points of not just the way they played, but all these other issues they've had to deal with. And hopefully they can get their... offense back to, starting to get. And if they continue to get, we need Porcello to keep pitching the way he has most of the year, because obviously we don't know if Verlander, we don't know about him anymore. But I think that they might be able to have a halfway decent road stand, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night, boys.
All right, thanks a lot, Buster. Appreciate it. All right,
did you think about that line he just said?
848-1130.
We don't know about Verlander anymore.
I know. That's where we are.
Isn't that something?
But, Mark, no, it was even worse when yesterday. They were talking about winning the division without Verlander. Like, he was just like, they just kind of like, well, it doesn't matter. Well, we're not counting on Verlander. You're going to win the division without Verlander?
Don't your eyes just bug out of that?
It's scary to think that you think a guy who's going to make $28 million.
Hasn't even started the contract yet.
Doesn't matter. That you can win the division without him. That you're poo-pooing Justin Verlander. Hello, is this on? Mark. Is this on? If you think that the Detroit Tigers are going to win this division with a busted down, broken out, hobbled Justin Verlander, who can't throw his secondary pitches over for a strike, whose velocity is down, you are kidding yourself. I want you to call me and Mark and tell me that the Tigers are going to win a division without Justin Verlander. Are you kidding me?
There's no way, no how they can win without him. And if I'm going to use Buster's line now. He actually said we don't know about Verlander anymore. We don't know anymore. He's signed for the next 6 years.
How could you not know with 6 years left?
In the history of baseball, we've never seen this.
Well, if that's the case, Buster, then Dave Dombrowski should pick up the phone and call Texas and see if he'll take Justin Verlander, too.
Right. Hey, would you take him as a... Hey, let me pull the wool over your eyes on this guy. Why are we getting so many requests for theme songs all of a sudden?
What else we got?
Request from Frank to play the Jeffersons.
Okay,
we can. We have a request on Twitter from Mr. Cool to play The Price is Right.
We can do that.
Okay, you got those, Gary?
Gary, Price is Right next. We haven't done that in a while.
Mr. Cool tweeted us at Parker and the Man. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and the Man. And coming up after we do our Tiger business here, think of this name. I'll give you two words. I'll give you three. Peter Edward Rose. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
What's so good?